I feel that if we want to have a grasp of this book, we need to understand some of its basic points. The book, as we carefully look at what it says, is much easier to understand. And we need to consider, what type of book is this? Revelation 1 says, "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this." This is a prophetic book. This is a book of prophecy. The way this book begins sounds just like a prophetic book. The revelation of Jesus Christ. The word of the prophet. This is a book of prophecy. Yet we get to verse 4 and we find that this book is written in a certain kind of form. Look at verse 4. It says, "John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace." Now that sounds just like an epistle, because this book is in the form of an epistle. And letters, epistles, have common characteristics. They have introductions and conclusions. They are written with a certain occasion in mind. They have a section of doctrine and application. There are statements of truth and applications of truth. And the same is here in Revelation, except the truths are future truths, and the application of the truths comes first. The majority of the ethical commands, what we must do, take place in chapters 2 and 3. You see, if you want to know how to apply this book, read the letters. If you want to know why you ought to obey the commands of the letters, read the prophecy.